Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. Definitely live, twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now then. That shameful video of those Uvalde cops cowering in the hallway while some freakish mutant murdered little kids brings to mind a very important point for me. And it's not a point about the cowardice of badly led police officers. That point has been made. It's not the hygiene focus of the guy who Paul's just standing there to splurt a dollop of hand sanitizer into his paw. It's not even about the fact that we normal citizens cannot rely on the forces of the government to protect us. It is the fact that the members of our garbage ruling elite cannot rely on the forces of the government to protect them. We've seen the systematic weaponization of law enforcement against normal people under the Biden dorktatorship. Yeah, FBI has become the personal Stasi of the Democrats, seizing elderly men with SWAT teams, while the DOJ has been selectively prosecuting conservatives or those believed to be conservative-aligned, but giving a pass to those terrorists and rioters, and scumbags aligned with the trash donkey political party. Even local law enforcement is getting into the act in some places. A heroic bodega worker stabbed a multi-felon convict to death before the criminal could beat him to death in New York. He was facing a murder charge. He got released today, even though the guy he killed should have been in jail at the time, which would have made him safe, right? He would have been in a safe space for him. Now, this is all fine and good for the leftist fascists living off the dwindling residual respect for the institutions of law enforcement present in the normal population. That respect is gone for us conservatives. We're woke to the fact that it's justice is not blind, but is in fact looking to persecute us for their progressive masters. But normal people are slowly coming around to see that. The FBI is no longer Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. chasing the bank robbers and the mob bosses and the commies, but rather that satanic-looking Peter Strzok weirdo trying to frame the enemies of Hillary. There's a crucial nutrient for the growth of social political conflict is the corruption of the justice system. A two-track system cannot endure. Justice cannot be just for them. If people are not getting their end of the social contract, they will rightfully treat it as breached. And then things are going to get ugly. It is beyond dispute the left has moved from leveraging private power via their corporate allies to control us to using armed thugs to do it. And they do it behind the veneer of the justice system, but we, as we have seen, that play has a sell-by date. So what happens next? History provides a clear answer for that question. More and more armed forces used against opponents with less and less attention paid to maintain the pretense of a fair and neutral judicial system. And from Stalin, through Hitler, through Mao, through Castro, socialists always end up sending men with guns to suppress the uppity. And don't think that Biden or his heirs won't if that's the price of keeping power. They're trying to already set the stage. You are not a mere opponent if you like Trump. Why, you are a treasonous, insurrectionist traitor. They hate you and they don't hide it. So unless we retake power in the next couple of elections and defund, disestablish, and demolish the rotten aspects of the law enforcement system. Eventually out will come the stormtroopers. The left is not going to keep political power with its agenda of $10 gas, overseas humiliation, and castrating little boys to conform to the gender delusions of their Chardonnay-addled Manchosa mommies. But the underlying premise is that this ruling caste cannot generate enough thugs to actually pull it off. And the question becomes, who would do their dirty work? And when it comes to it, would they be any more proactive in facing millions of armed patriots than the Uvalde cowards who are facing one mutant in a schoolhouse? Now, a few of the potential thugs are active leftists who support the ruling caste, and most of the true believers are senior cops or generals and admirals, ones who are appointed to their jobs by the left because of political reliability. And they would happily round up the kulaks. But now we know that there's also a contingent of law enforcement and the military that gets off on the exercise of power. They became cops or soldiers because they like to push people around. They can be counted on to support whoever lets them do that. And those are the ones who got off hassling mommies for letting their kids run around the park unmasked. Then we have the pension platoon, the time servers who do what they have to do to get their money. They tell themselves they're doing it for the good of the country or their family or whatever, but they're doing it for the money. And they are loathsome. They're the ones who were slightly embarrassed to hassle mommies for letting their kids run around the park unmasked, but they did it anyway. The rest? Are there any potential enforcers who won't play along? Yes, but they sadly refuse to just quit in protest. We're all the good apples. They either don't join in the first place, military and cop recruiting is hitting rock bottom, or they quietly move on to a police agency that's not fully woke, or to another career field entirely, and those tend to be the true public servants, the good ones who won't serve if they are serving the powerful instead of the public. So, about the time the ruling caste is ready to go full fascist, you will have some forces willing to do the thuggery, if not entirely eagerly, but they are not the best or the brightest. Nor are they the bravest. Which brings us back to the mortifying Uvalde video. You had 30 allegedly trained cops with all of their tactical gear and all of their messing, just bad AR-15s, and they retreated from a single untrained, barely capable civilian with one of the same guns. Takes very few opponents to stymie the enforcers. You can also look at the back of those Boston terrorists with no training, a couple of pistols, and some pressure cooker bombs, and they completely shut down an entire city. And at least there, the police were aggressive. If 30 local cops who knew the families of the kids being slaughtered refused to put their butts on the line to take on one untrained civilian halfwit, what's going to happen when they're told to go get a few million citizens with ARs and other modern weapons? The military and law enforcement training, who are ideologically committed to defending their constitution and all the rights found within it. You think they might hesitate at that point when that full realization kicks in? Police officers today win by creating overwhelming force. They swamp the criminal. The North Hollywood shootout is remembered a quarter century later because the two guys with modified weapons were able to do the unthinkable. They turned the tables and overwhelmed the cops for a short time until so many LAPD officers showed up that they were finally killed. And if the target of political oppression is small, discrete sets of targets, that can still happen. But there are only so many federal SWAT teams, and if they're sending in the HRT to take down the ancient Roger Stone and his PJs, they can't be taking down anybody else. And what if there's millions of anybody else's? And what if those anybody else's are not inept dirtbags? And in this scenario, who exactly is going first through the door? The political police chiefs? The bullies? The guys who just want to do their 20 years and file a fake disability claim for the lumbago and spend the next few decades fishing for bass? This elite better figure out who is going to be the sucker who puts his butt on the line for their dreams of a Prague fascist tomorrow. Because, unfortunately for them, there are millions of patriots who would gladly put their butts on the line to resist serfdom. And the numbers favor us. Like it or not, leftists, they favor us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Even if you have the best will and training and resources in the world, unless police are already on the scene when a rampage shooting starts, there's going to be a lag time between the shooter's control over the scene and the police, their arrival. The only thing that can change the dynamic during the interval before the police arrive is if a legal gun owner is willing to act. And understand this. being willing to act is completely voluntary. There is no stakes that I'm aware of that makes it obligatory to a concealed carry permit holder or a, if they're in the case of certain states, half the states, if they are a constitutional carry state, there's nothing obligatory for them to have to react to a shooting in the open. Unless, you know, unless it's happening to them, I guess, and then it's incumbent on them. But, you know, there's no obligation. Let's put it that way. But in Indianapolis, when a man started shooting in a shopping mall, killing three people and injuring two others, someone felt some sort of moral movement within him. Young fellow, 22 years old. And he shot and killed the Rampage Killer. Which, when the Rampage Killer is in operation, there's going to be one of three outcomes. He's going to shoot until he's done, and then he may get caught by the cops. He's going to commit suicide, or he's going to be killed. Those are the three options. Now, we're going back to the Greenwood Park Mall in Indianapolis. He had a lone shooter there. He entered a food court with a rifle and several field magazines. He began to shoot into the mall, killing three people and injuring two others. And a 22-year-old. I mean, when I think about the youth of this person, and I realize, hey, this is a full-grown man. I get it. 22 years old. But, I mean, it's been a long time since I was 22 years old. 1983. That's how long it's been since I was 22. This guy possessed both a legal gun and a good eye. And he killed the shooter. And we know who he was now, right? We know who he is now. And that's not important. What's important is this. The notion of making guns illegal is ludicrous. That Pandora's box, as I keep saying, the genie's out of the bottle. The Pandora's box is open. The guns have emerged. They've been out there. It's old technology. The only thing one can know with certainty is that once law-abiding people are disarmed, only two kinds of people are going to have guns. The individual bad guys and the government. And, you know, there's a lot of people who can hold up their hand and say, hey, we know what that's like. You know, the people of China know, Cuba, the Soviet Union, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, every other country in the world in which an all-powerful government kept all the firearms for themselves. And our problem here in the United States isn't guns, it's culture. Inner cities have long been awash in guns, serving a culture of young men who've been raised without any other value than to kill. Whoever's doing the killing gets all the stuff. They get the spoils. And additionally, over the past few years, Democrats have been good enough to add to the homegrown number of feral people a growing number of killers from across Latin America, a continent with a greater gun crime rate than in America. Now, bear in mind, and keep this very close to you, there is nothing inherently deadly about black people, Hispanics, white Southerners, or any other group that uses guns with promiscuous and deadly intent. Gun violence incubates in places which, on the ground, it's killed to be or be killed, and in the entertainment world, guns are glamorized. I also continue to believe that for no other reason than it makes sense that the overwhelming abortion culture in America's inner cities up till now has been, it's been teaching a lesson to America's youth. You know? It's a message that's been getting to young men, young black men, that their lives have no value. And look at what they've been sold. Look at their day-to-day. Let's think you're 13 years old. You haven't made it into a gang yet. You got no mom. She doesn't, well, you have a mom, but she doesn't care about you because she's too busy getting high. There's no father present. Grandma's there, but, you know, grandma's grandma. You see all these other young black women getting abortions. They're not nurturing children, they're killing them. Why should anybody else act as if the lives of inner city children have any sort of value? And then these kids, they find their value in a street gang. They find acceptance in a street gang. And then wash, rinse, repeat. There's a lot of things at play, a lot of moving parts in there. All of it, by the way, made possible by Democratic policy. The policy has created the culture, and the culture is self-replicating. So guns will be ubiquitous, even if the left succeeds in erasing the Second Amendment altogether, which that's going to be a tough road to hoe, I guess. But in the interim, since these kinds of rampage killings can occur anywhere, anytime. If you're in a public place, I don't care what the signs say, unless there is a visibly armed presence there, then it's going to be the specter of the armed citizen there that may keep it from happening. But if they get out there and try to say, well, this is a gun-free zone, like they tried to say with this mall, because, and I don't know that this shooter knew this, because Simon has a, you know, they're sort of milquetoast about this kind of stuff. You know, I don't know. But we need to arm the good guys and cast around for a way that helps the bad guys recognize that life is inherently valuable. They could actually have some sort of contentment, some sort of, you know, fulfilling something if they lived in a well-ordered moral world. But you can forget leftists about making guns go away. That is over. That ship sailed a long time ago. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are expected to spend a record-tying $37 billion on back-to-school supplies this year. The National Retail Federation says that'll match last year's record high. The group's annual survey showing families with children in grades K through 12 plan to spend an average of $864 on school items. Multiple Democratic lawmakers are among those arrested at a pro-abortion rally outside the Capitol. Those taken into custody by police were Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Veronica Escobar, Ayanna Pressley, Jackie Speier, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Capitol Police reporting a total of 16 lawmakers were arrested.
The Henderson, Nevada Fire Department says a fire has been put out at the Hoover Dam in Nevada after an explosion happened this morning. USA Radio News. The Senate is expected to vote on the CHIPS Act this week. The bill aims to decrease the United States' dependence on China's supply of semiconductor chips by ramping up domestic production. On Capitol Hill, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says discussions on the bill are going well.
I think that the House product was the superior product, and I think as best we can adhere to it, we should.
The chips are used in both military and civilian technology, and Senator Cornyn says the legislators recently discussed how the issues affect national security. The defense in the Parkland, Florida school shooting trial is requesting that jurors ignore Nicholas Cruz's behavior in court. That request came as the prosecution called the student who spoke to Cruz before he killed 17 people at Madre Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Cruz sitting in court with his head down while the student testified. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. There was an account published this past Sunday in a paper called the San Marcos Record of a massive late June raid on a couple of rural Hays County, Texas, that resulted in no arrest. And the point I'm trying to make here, when I was talking about how police do things by overwhelmingly rushing in on something, this is indicative of that. And I, you know. So, the scale of forces deployed and the tactics used seem designed to intimidate and punish, especially considering the fact that the couple never entered the U.S. Capitol on June the 6th and were guilty of only being Trump supporters who were peacefully demonstrating. I'm talking about Laura DeWolf and Daryl Kenmer. They were startled when the FBI agents during the pre-dawn hours on June 22nd broke through their gate leading up to their home, which sits on seven acres in rural Hays County. Kenmer, concerned, sprung out of bed, grabbed his AR-15, and stepped onto the porch wearing only his briefs. Now, a word here. As we interrupt this, in a house, you don't really have cover. House walls are just not designed to stop rifle rounds. As it is, though, when you're in a house, you actually have concealment. So, if this does happen to you, take up a position, but don't run out onto your front porch wearing just your briefs, at the very least. They watched as several other vehicles, estimated between 20 to 30, poured onto their property, including one armored vehicle with a battering ram. The FBI agents demanded Kenmer drop his rifle as they exited the approaching vehicle. Kenmer responded asking if they had a warrant and to show him. Instead, they began to toss a series of flashbang grenades at this guy. He's 67 years old. He's older than me. After which, Kenimer realized the group were targeting lasers on him, then forced him to lay down his weapon. They were handcuffed, taken away from their house, and questioned while their house was being searched. Kenimer said that it wasn't only members of the FBI present, but ATF and SWAT as well. He said, all present, I would say upwards of 100 agents at an astronomical cost to the taxpayer were on site. The warrant wasn't even a no-knock warrant. It could have been served with a simple knock on our door during daylight hours. They also had a plane circling the property as well as drones. The agents attempted to take the couple off the property, and Kenimer protested. I told him, you're not taking me off this property. They were driving slowly toward the gate, and I kept telling them, you're not taking me off this property without arresting me. We got close to the gate, and I said it with a lot more firmness. You're not taking me off this property. And they stopped. They got the two away from their house for 5 to 6 hours, allowing them plenty of time to search the premises. And when it was over, agents had taken their mobile phones, which they haven't gotten back, and all kinds of Trump memorabilia. I'm sure the MAGA hats and all that other stuff. All that offending contraband. They were eventually released without being arrested, and agents later produced a search warrant saying Kenimer was suspected of assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers and entering restricted buildings or grounds. In the end, to me, it seems sort of pointless. Especially when they could have gotten the same thing, you know, with a warrant and a daytime visit. These guys are 67 years old. They're not combatants. Mr. Kenimer may own an AR-15, but he's not a combatant at this point. I don't know if his veteran status or not. Two guys could have done the same thing. And it seems that the raid itself was some sort of extra judicial punishment. And here's what I will say. I support law enforcement as long as law enforcement is serving the public good. When law enforcement stops serving the public good, I stop supporting law enforcement. Right now, here locally, I live near a county called Spartanburg. Which there's been a few movies made in Spartanburg about Spartanburg, and I think Shag was one of them. Shag the movie. And they have a constitutional sheriff named Chuck Wright. And they also have a city police department. City police department has decided to do a gun buyback. Which is a very pointless exercise. It's a very pointless exercise. First of all, the name itself is stupid because they're not buying anything back. They didn't sell anybody anything, so they cannot buy anything back. But I digress. All of this stuff that they're doing is actually like this. That particular day, when they have this stupid gun buyback, this will be taking resources away from things like drugs, prostitution, murder, assault. But we'll be virtue signaling. Now, going after these people for the only, first of all, if I were them, if I were that couple, I'd let them, whoever's got my phones, they can have them, and I would get with another provider because that's how they found them, was the phone's GPS systems. I'd let them keep them if that was given up. I have a Ring camera. I'm thinking about getting rid of that too because Google gave over footage from Ring cameras, a few, not all, to law enforcement without a warrant and without notifying the owners. I don't like being a unwitting part of this surveillance state that we seem to be getting into. But here we have a not elderly, they're aging, they're in bed, and we sent an assault force in there. Law enforcement went in there with a multi-institution assault force, with a strike force, with armored cars and aircraft and drones and you know, all kinds of ninja-dressed guys and everything to go in there to do nothing. If they had anything on them, they would have taken them out of there, but they did not. They let the guy tell them, they let Mr. Kenimer tell them that you're not taking me on, and they just went, oh, okie doke, right? Where does that actually happen when the cops have you in custody? It doesn't ever happen that way. I know they overreach sometimes and overstep and have to, you know, they put somebody in the back of the car because they just don't know how to control them. And then something's going to have to be addressed at some point. But, you know, as long as law enforcement is serving to protect the public, I back them. And when they get in here and, you know, they get to get out their gear and all their stuff and I get to put on this helmet. You know how often I don't get to wear this helmet? I love to wear this helmet. When they put all this stuff on and they get to go out and be just ninjas, that's a stupid reason to go after a bunch of law-abiding people. Because if all you did on any given day was protest, that you were law-abiding. You have that right to protest the government. No matter what the government tells you, you have that right to protest. But I just wanted to point this out because, you know, I get too many little texts here and there going, you know, they're going to come get our guns. Who? Who's going to come get them? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now then, Admiral Grace Hopper once said, "It's much easier to apologize than to get permission." And she's right. To ask is to risk being endlessly bounced through the bureaucracy or swamped in useless, redundant forms. And even worse, you could simply be told no. Today, many in position to make laws or issue orders are fully embracing this plan, pushing ahead, ignoring the law, and just get it done. And the beauty of this plan is that it's much harder, if not impossible, to undo something already in place. That's why you see all of this nonsense happening in New York, for example. All these laws concerning concealed carry popping in that are basically the same thing. So the deep state and the globalists and insurgents utilize the don't ask, can't fail strategy, where even an unlawful or unconstitutional order is treated as real law until the Supreme Court of the United States tells somebody different. So these racketeers can enforce their illegitimate order for months or years while the case makes its way through the judicial maze. And if they lose the case, they can appeal to a higher court and appeal again and again until the case finally reaches Supreme Court. Watching the illustrious court system in action is like watching grass grow during a during a drought. Case in point. The pandemic caught the American people off guard, and the governors turned dictators trampled the Constitution. They closed schools, imposed martial law, shut down small businesses, even churches and synagogues, and when businesses could reopen, they were restricted on how much of their space could be utilized, how many customers allowed in at the time. This autocratic takeover shows just how the just-do-it scheme can quickly become or bring an entire nation to heel. Government can issue an order, any order, even one that blatantly defies existing state law or the Constitution, because no one can stop them real time. Insurgents use this just-do-it game plan to rig the 2020 presidential election. They illegally set up drop boxes, bypass state legislatures, and they eliminate signature verification. They send in mail-in ballots to everyone despite special requirements in some states and instituted the count-till-you-win policy. President Biden used this ploy to cancel the Remain in Mexico order, to cancel oil and gas leasings on federal land, to enact the eviction moratorium, to push the federal vaccine mandate, and the list of the almighty pen goes on. Then he created a new disinformation governance board, a censorship department openly in defiance of the First Amendment. And while free speech is under attack by the federal government, we wait for the courts to confirm that attacking free speech is indeed unconstitutional. And we wait, and we wait, and we wait. Even when they do get the case and slap hands and say the law can't stand, the defendants simply refuse to obey. Like the Supreme Court decision shot down the New York concealed carry gun permit law that set a high bar for concealed carry licenses. Yay, right? Or maybe not. Now, it's working in other places. It's working in Maryland this way. It's good for Maryland. New Jersey's happening, right? But maybe not. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul fired back, "We are not powerless in this situation." And so she immediately defied the court. She called the legislature back for an extraordinary session where they passed a new law far more restrictive than the first. Applicants for a license to carry a handgun will be required to provide 4 character references and take 16 hours of gun safety training and 2 hours of shooting practice at a range. They'll be subject to periodic background checks and will have to turn over social media accounts and contact information for adults living in their household. Concealed weapons will be prohibited from a number of areas, including Times Square, subway buses, bars, government buildings, churches, schools, libraries, playgrounds, parks, and homeless shelters. That's a long way of saying that the Second Amendment is dead in New York. And yes, that's going to be knocked down in court someday, maybe. But meanwhile, New York is forced to live outside the Constitution. And now, the illustrious Congress has passed the Disarmament Bill, Safe Communities Act. This bill expands background checks and prevents people convicted of domestic abuse. And they're going to try to, you know, bribe states to pass red flag laws. But then again, I don't know how much of that's actually going to take hold. Because how are they going to expand the background check? What's that going to look like? People, I thought in most states, people convicted of domestic abuse already couldn't have a gun. Isn't that what the red flag law does in these states? But what we have here is that legislatures and government can violate the Supreme Court rulings. Like Coniglia versus Strom. In that decision, Justice Thomas wrote that the very core of the Fourth Amendment is the right of the person to retreat into his home and there be free from unreasonable government intrusion. But now it's law, so again we get an illegitimate law safe harbor from the Constitution as government again plays the, oh yeah, that's going to make me gay. So as of now, the Supreme Court will make them, but what if Democrats find a way to make the leftist activists a majority? What if they pack the court? What if they're trying to do, which are, you know, they want to do, or kill off the conservative justices, which some have attempted to do? They could tip the balance once Justice Roberts finally openly declares his allegiance to the New World Order. Then the Constitution would be but a memory. If I actually, you know, and I'm going way down on the limb with that one. When we wait for these scoundrels to find a way to make their coup d'etat lawful, will we accept any and all of their fake decrees as legitimate? We think we're doing the right thing as we wait patiently for a judge to swoop in and save the Constitution. And in the end, it's not up to a judge to save the Republic. It's up to the people. And we have a moral duty to defy unlawful edicts. So here's a quote. One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. Martin Luther King Jr. We got to stop waiting for permission from the government to protest the government. We got to stop obeying unconstitutional orders until we get permission to stop obeying unconstitutional orders. Thomas Jefferson said, "A strict observance of the written law is doubtless one of the high duties of a good citizen, but it is not the highest. The law of necessity or self-preservation, of saving our country when in danger, that's a higher obligation. To lose our country by a scrupulous adherence to written law would be to lose the law itself, with life, liberty, property, and all those who are enjoying them with us, thus absurdly sacrificing the ends to the means." Got to resist this piecemeal tyranny with every ounce of our energy, and let this government know that we're not going to live outside of the Constitution. We won't recognize blatant unconstitutional orders. The Constitution and Bill of Rights are the only true laws in these United States. Any law that defies those founding documents is illegitimate on its face. John Adams said, when the people once surrender their right of defending the limitations upon the government, of resisting every encroachment upon them, they can never regain it. So we cannot be afraid to resist. And the ultimate prize, which is liberty, our republic, is worth the risk, isn't it? Too many have suffered and lost everything. How many people have died to maintain our freedom in the various wars in various far-flung shores? How many people gave everything so that we could have this conversation today? We simply cannot let it slip away while they try to take it away as if we're not noticing. They're hoping that we don't notice. They're hoping that you're so disengaged that this just happens without your attention. And then you wake up one day and wonder what happened. And what will have happened is that we will have squandered the greatest experiment in a form of government ever done on the planet. I leave you with this for this hour with Edmund Burke. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.